Proclaim FM's Morning Mix with me, Rebecca. On the other end of the line, I have Crowder, and we're talking about the Winter Jam Tour. So it's going good so far.
Having too much fun.
Well, wonderful. So you'll be having like tons and tons of fun by the time you reach us in Ohio and Michigan.
Oh, that's true.
You'll be primed. That'll be great.
It's already like, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's that they've been doing this tour for so many years. I think there's, you know, over 20 years of Winter Jam going on. Maybe it's 25 at this point. I'm not sure, but they've been doing it a while, and it's crazy. You'll step on the first day, because I've been on a number of them, and it could be different artists, but there's like a DNA behind the scenes, and it feels like you're already a part of this family that's going to run around the country for, you know, 3 months together. And if it's like summer camp is the best descriptor I have of it. You know, the kids might be different next summer, but it still feels like you're going to the same camp.
Oh, something to look forward
to. I pulled it off.
Yeah, well, you've been going back for a few years, haven't you?
That's what I'm saying. They could, if they just let me stay here and live, I'd be fine. Every year you just stuck with Crowder, I'd be super fine with that. They got to rotate it, you know. Skillet's got to come sometime and blow things up. We need pyro.
Okay.
And I don't bring the pyro, so you got to have pyro every so often. And New Song let me be in their band, and I could, because New Song, you know, is the hosts.
Yes.
And they're the ones that had this brainchild and put this whole thing together. So if I could get into New Song, you know, I could be a staple.
You know, Crowder, you do have a staple. You're Fox. It's a fox, right, Kenny?
It's a girl. The Arctic Fox. It is a girl dog.
That's what I found out too. I thought, oh, Kenny Rogers. The girl
Everybody
fox.
Gets that wrong. It's understandable because it's named Kenny, and then it's not a boy. And but my wife's name is Tony, and she's a girl.
There you go.
So it's fine.
We
named Kenny before my brother pointed out that it is a girl dog. And when he did, I was like, well, of course it is. You know, we didn't. It's too late, though. It's white. It reminded me of the gambler. And so, you know, Kenny Rogers is what came out, and it stuck.
Somebody has recently said that they had taken their friend or somebody to a Crowder concert, and that the woman had said, is that a real animal on the stage?
Well, super well behaved. She just sits there so calmly in front of the drum set while that guy is making all that racket. Just stay.
It's so funny. You've trained.
For everybody that it's a taxidermy animal.
It's not real.
No. Yeah. But nobody in my family ended its living existence. It's been around the family for a long time. So I don't really know. I honestly don't fully know the backstory of it. I just, when we were doing a tour for my first solo album called Neon Steeple, we were hauling around this porch like a legit, looked like you went to Cracker Barrel. With lasers would shoot out the windows and stuff. It was pretty cool. And then like a space porch, and then a friend of mine was like, man, you can't have a proper porch without a proper dog. And I was like, you're right. And so, you know, I went and grabbed our Kenny Rogers, and Kenny's been on the road since.
That's wonderful.
And we got a little road case for her and everything. So she's just part of the band. Cheap and catering, too.
You used to put up videos. I don't know if you still do, of your adventures with Kenny in stores and stuff.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Good. Yeah.
They are
I
good.
I need to get back on that one.
If you're just tuning in, David Crowder of Crowder on the line. Stay tuned for more interview.